Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micuzzi from the 78th Venice Film Festival, and I'm so thrilled to be here with Nadine Labaki. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's a super pleasure. I mean, you know, you're the actress of the film Costa Brava, but you're also a history-making filmmaker. So it absolutely is a great pleasure. I watched the film Costa Brava. I thought it was great. And I'm actually, while I was watching it, I was inspired to ask you whether you also sometimes hope that you could retreat, given, you know, your life as an artist, to retreat, to get away from the city and even all of the troubles too.
You know, when I read the script and when I spoke to Munya about, Munya spoke to me about the film, I identified very quickly to Soraya because, you know, I've been going through that same, in a way, ambivalence in my feelings, whether to retreat from the chaos we have created. And this is what we're doing right now. What I'm personally doing with my family is really retreating and living in the mountains, trying to have a more self-sufficient kind of living and more self-sustainable, growing our own food, having a garden, making our own cheese. We have goats, we have chickens, we are making honey, we're making olive oil. So I identify a lot with Soraya in that sense. And I identify too in the sense that I'm living that contradiction between what is really the ideal way of living, the ideal system. Is it really to isolate ourselves from the chaos that we have created as human beings, this ecological, economical, social, environmental chaos that we have created? We all know that, you know, we've done huge mistakes and we've destroyed most of our, you know, planet and nature. So what is the right decision? Do we really protect ourselves and protect, as a mother, my instinctive would be to protect my children and maybe put them, you know, somewhere safe, especially living in a place like Lebanon where, you know, with this collapse happening, the economical situation is the worst in our history. Beirut blast was very similar to a nuclear explosion. Imagine something like this happening somewhere else in the world. I think, you know, it's completely like it's not even real in our heads. It's like it's out of, you know, this world disaster. I've been struggling with that same feeling. What do I do? Do I dive into this chaos and be part of the change, or do I protect myself and my sanity and my family? Yeah. So in that way, I identified a lot with her character.
But are you concerned right now about the situation in Lebanon?
Of course.
And do you use that concern creatively? Are you able to find the strength to kind of be creative within the madness?
It's been very difficult to be creative because we've felt like we're in such a state of shock and trauma that we are not able to think right. And I haven't been able to be very creative, really, to tell you the truth. It's been such a difficult, such difficult 2 years. First with the pandemic and then the economical collapse and then with the Beirut blast. I mean, I don't know one person that hasn't been directly or indirectly affected by this blast, whether by losing somebody close or losing a friend or losing their house or losing their job or losing everything they have. On top of the fact that, you know, everybody's money is stuck in the banks and you can't really do anything. I mean, it's a complete chaos now. There's no fuel, there's no electricity, no medicine, I don't know what's going to happen to schools, to hospitals. So it's a complete disaster.
This question may seem a bit naive, but do you think that art can help? And of course, cinema can help.
I think cultural resistance is very important. And it's the only way for us. I mean, it's a different kind of war.
And what is your definition of cultural resistance?
It's by really continuing to create art and to, you know, share your vision of the world and raise your voice and try to reach as many people as you can through a very powerful tool, which is art, because art creates empathy, art allows you to identify with other human beings' struggles, it humanizes a problem, it makes it more tangible to somebody who's not affected. I think real change and justice is really accomplished when people who are not directly affected by a certain, you know, problem or a certain disaster are aware or as much indignated or as yeah. much angry as the people who are affected.
And Outraged, I guess.
And I think that you can convey this through art when you make other people who are not directly involved or who are not directly affected aware of what's happening and make them really engage and become and identify and want to change that injustice and want to change it for you, even if they are not personally affected by it. So art can actually accomplish that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got to believe that, right? I want to get back to the film, too, but just kind of to kind of round up what we've been talking about so far and what you shared with us, do you feel hopeful about the future?
I'm always hopeful. I mean, it's my nature to haven't become cynical. I mean, life's disappointments and deceptions and catastrophes have not, you know, taken that sort of naive hope that I have always. Yes, I have hope. Otherwise, I wouldn't wake up in the morning, yeah. you know. Life is not worth living. I have hope because I believe in our power as human being. I believe in our power as change makers, each and every one of us in our own way and through our own tools, whatever this tool is. I believe in that. So the question is, are we gonna wake up at the right moment? I mean, before it's too late, to really be the change, because we need to change no matter, you know, we have come to realize with, you know, the pandemic and all these uprisings and revolutions happening, you know, in lots of places in the world, we've come to realize how much injustices our systems have created, how much inequalities, how much the ecological chaos we've created, the political chaos we've created. I mean, our systems have built walls, we have built gates, we have built borders, we are scared of each other. This culture of fear of the other. I mean, all this should change. I mean, I don't think we can go back. Or at least we can keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's also, I believe, where art comes into play, because it's kind of a bridge between people. I had the opportunity to actually speak with Munia Akil, who is the director of the film. I was not familiar with her works. I believe that this is her first feature.
Yes.
What was it like to work with her, about that relationship there?
It was a great, trusting relationship. And that was very important for me to have this relationship with Munia because, for me, it's a sacred relationship.
Right.
What you have with a director as an actor, and whether I'm an actress or I'm a director, I mean, this relationship is very, very important. So I try to, you know, build it as much as I can and be very aware of her needs and I was very happy with her vision and I was very trusting with this vision that she has. So it was a great collaboration. I think it was a real collaboration.
I think it worked really well. Another thing that I wanted to ask you is this has to be the last question, Maria. But the family is really important in this film, and I just wanted to kind of... Do you have any thoughts on the role of family in modern society?
I think what's going to happen and what is happening is this change of perception. I mean, the definition of family is changing. It's becoming less classical in a way. It's becoming more open and more, which is healthy. Right. Things don't have to be the way we are told they should be.
Right.
You know, our needs as human beings are changing, or maybe the understanding of our needs have matured, and we need to adapt to that. And I think the perception of family is changing a little bit, but the relationship and the connection, the strong connection between people, which I call family, is of course the most important thing.
Unfortunately, we'll have to wrap it up. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
Pleasure was mine. Thank you.
Thanks very much. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.